Welcome to Dish Nation.
Kanye West demands Kim Kardashian remove their kids from school.
And is the Cyrus family more dysfunctional than we thought? We'll explain.
And later, we chat with Da Vinci about season 3 of BMF. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Jada Pinkett Smith is giving props to Taraji P. Henson for speaking out about her experience with the pay disparity in Hollywood. Now, Jada told reporters, "My heart broke for Taraji, and I was also happy to see how courageous she was to speak about it in the way that she did. Now, she's the breadwinner of her family. Her pressures would be different than mine." Now, Jada claims she's also been lowballed in Hollywood, saying people would literally say, "Well, you don't need it. You know, you're married to Will Smith." And this is the reason why she doesn't act as much as she used to. Do you think it's fair she got lowballed because she's married to Will? Or do you think that's even a thing?
I always wondered why. Do you guys remember Hawthorne with her?
The hospital show.
Yes, amazing. Oh, yeah. I always wondered, like, why she just kind of stepped away from it.
I 100%. Yo, Hollywood is messed up, and they will do anything to not pay you what you are worth, just much like in the real world.
Especially when you're a woman and you're a black woman at that, they double down and on the pay disparity.
And then you're married to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who everyone knows is one of the biggest stars on the planet. And so I 100% believe that someone has said this to her.
But she could take a cut, though, to help somebody else, though.
No.
Wouldn't you take a
cut?
No.
Why?
Why would she have to?
I mean, because if you got other actors and actresses on the show, in the movie, and it's not making as much money, I mean, give up a little bit of your money just to let them have some.
I'm really glad that you said that, Gary, because it would, like, or would you be willing to take, like, a little cut to help?
You know how much I took to cut to help you?
No, because, I mean, look at how you dress. You come in here dressed in designer this, designer that, and here I am with this H&M shirt on.
But the problem is you're not laying on your stomach flat.
He laid with the boss to pay the cost.
Wow. Well, much like Gary's outfit, we have to move on. Okay. Well, and more Kanye West news. He's calling out his ex, Kim Kardashian, online again. But this time he's demanding that she take their kids out of their current school. Ye took to IG and wrote, "Kim, take my kids out of Sierra Canyon now. It's a fake school for celebrities that are used by the system." Then he added, "At this point, everybody knows what the system is, code word for I was removed from my dad by the system, and the system removed me from my children."
Here's the thing. If you have demands, you got to have a better alternative in play. Because, like, were we supposed to put them in the Donda school? That's closed.
But I was going to say, like, how you complain about schools? You had the whole Donda school. Nobody had no certificates. They ain't had no arts and craft for the children. All them children had white walls, white carpets.
That wasn't his fault, Jesse.
What you mean? He is a billionaire.
Them kids had to repeat kindergarten.
Yeah, but he had nothing to do with it. He presented the school to the people, and the people ran it.
He ain't had no system in place. Them kids didn't even used to get graded on their paperwork. Like, no grades, no terms and conditions, no nothing, just vibes.
What type of school did y'all go to?
A mixture.
I went to ITT College.
ITT Tech?
I went to ICDC College. Y'all remember ICDC College?
No. A decent Christian college?
No. Right. The commercials that were coming between Jerry Springer and them, Maury, and you see the little guy who come in, "Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Are you living on the couch?"
Yeah.
I thought that after they had a different name. Okay.
No, but Kim better off sending her kids to that school, okay?
They're probably all right. I feel like they're all right. Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Somebody called Maury out of retirement because Tish Cyrus has been accused of some ratchery. So, Tish tied the knot with prison break actor 54-year-old Dominic Purcell in August 2023. But while some family members, including daughter Miley, were present, her 24-year-old daughter Noah Cyrus wasn't. Well, here's why. According to some sources, Noah was in a relationship with her new stepdaddy before her mom started dating him. Oh, hold on, wait. And now poor Noah is distraught that her mama stole her man. What do y'all think about this story?
That's great, because first of all, that man was too old for her. Why would you gonna give it a child when you could give it to mama that's more experienced and could show him more things that could help him out?
Now, this is some real CMT. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what's going on? Like, this is crazy.
Wow.
Who does this?
This is kind of classic country small town stuff. You gotta be careful. Yeah, you gotta be careful. I hope it's not true. There's a part of me that thinks this isn't true.
We
would have known that Noah Cyrus is having a relationship with Dominic Purcell.
I blame the mom.
How?
Because if your daughter was dating a dude first, you can't be like, you know, kitten the man.
No, with that the side eye. I agree with that too. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, like if you somebody mama, you can't just go behind your daughter. That's nasty.
Well, it just depends. What did the song say? If your girl start acting up, then you take her friends.
Yeah.
But not your daughter.
Right, yeah. Not your daughter. Well, hey. Yeah, that's your daughter.
Listen, you know, Billy Ray is taking this achy breaky business all the way to the, he's loving this.
Well, child, this is the wildest.
Didn't see dish coming.
Okay. Somebody say, ay, caramba. So a Mexican bride named Alejandra was attacked by her wealthy, unhinged mother-in-law on her wedding day. Seems the master-in-law felt the blushing bride was after her groom, the groom's dinero, okay? So the groom's family boycotted the wedding, but they sent a gift. Two men to douse Alejandra's dress with red paint as she walked down the aisle. Well, that didn't stop the wedding. After a quick trip home for a gown change, they continued the ceremony and became husband and wife. Happy ending, right?
Right.
Wrong. Oh. While taking wedding photos, the popo crashed the festivities because of a tip they got that the groom had drugs on him. Well, after that didn't work, the crazed mother-in-law hid her son's passport and visa so the newlyweds couldn't make it to their honeymoon. Oh, but no fear, they made it. And now the whole town is pissed with the mother-in-law and they done egged that lady home in protest.
But do you find anything wrong with that, Jesse?
Painting her red in her wedding dress?
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Carrie?
Yeah, but she painted other stuff with her red. But the thing about it is, though, you gotta remember, women raise their daughters and love their sons. That boy mama loved him.
Are y'all mothers like this? I feel like mothers, especially immigrant mothers, when it comes to their damn son, my son!
So I don't know that she would technically be an immigrant mother. She would just be a Mexican mother.
Oh, Mexicans ain't immigrants?
Well, they're in Mexico. But in Mexico, they're just Mexicans.
Yes.
What school did you go to again?
I went to IDCTY.
I went to IDCT College.
She didn't get no paper from them.
All right, you guys. Fear. Guys, hit it. Today is a national holiday because we have to give a big dish happy birthday to our family. Big Chew, Chewy Martinez. Happy birthday, Chew. We miss you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. True story, when Chewy and I were talking about like moving here to Atlanta to do dish, and there was a hot second where we were going to get a place, we were going to share it, and we were going to have car bunk beds.
No.
We staged photos of him. We were like, this would be hilarious. And he's like, 1 year max, bro. That's all. I was like, yeah, okay, let's go.
Who was going to sleep on the top?
Well, definitely me.
Bunk beds,
Gary.
That would have been a car crush bed.
So Chewy is a bottom.
Oh. No, that's not what we're saying. Oh. I didn't say that, Chewy. That's not what I said.
We love you, Choo-choo.
Yeah, big
Well, Chew. Anyway, coming up, y'all, Oprah says goodbye to watching her weight. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now, y'all know Oprah recently admitted to using a weight loss drug. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know if it's Ozempic or a different one. And, of course, she's owned about 10% stake in Weight Watchers for a decade. Well, to prevent a conflict of interest, she's stepping down from the company's board and donating her stock to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. But she'll still be a collaborator and a thought partner going forward.
What'd that mean, a thought partner?
Well, you help with strategy.
She gonna still get a check, damn it. Just
say
that.
She gonna still get a check.
She gonna still get a check, some form of fashion. Yes.
Oprah, now you know you dead wrong because you done gooped the children for over a decade, tell them that Weight Watchers worked. Now all of a sudden, you on whatever it is, Ozempra, whatever they said you on, and now conveniently, now you wanna lead a Weight Watchers program? That is very not nice.
I think you dropped the bar right there. Maybe the true answer is she's gonna come out with her own version of Ozempic called Ozempra, and she's gonna sell that, you know, and maybe put it in food.
I ain't mad at Oprah. She doing what she had to do, honey. Weight Watchers wasn't watching her weight, so she had to go into some damn body else. They do what you got to do, Oprah, honey.
I'm not even mad at her. I just like that she was honest about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's
that
the
was
thing.
Good. She did
I do like she was honest,
up.
Too. Yeah. But she had to be. The lady dropped like 100 pounds in 2 weeks. Come
Thank
on
you.
Now.
And nobody who's like famous quote in your head is, I love bread, is going to drop 100 pounds that fast without the aid of Ozempic,
Come
some cocaine,
now.
some. something. You know what I'm saying?
And like, Oprah love to eat.
She sure does.
She loves to eat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, you I'm glad for her.
I love to eat.
I don't.
I show up early every day just so I can have snacks.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I
just you come in here like this.
I'm always like, I get the snacks.
I do. I go grocery shopping backstage.
You sure do.
All right, y'all. Jimmy Butler got people talking at the Miami Heat's media day last October by rocking straightened hair, painted nails, and some facial piercings, and it inspired the name Emo Jimmy. Well, Emo Jimmy is back in a music video for Fall Out Boy's song So Much for Stardust. Wow, that's a look. But this time he ditched the piercings for a rhinestone cowboy kind of vibe. A little shimmy Jimmy there. The band compared Jimmy to their bass player, Pete Wentz, by dubbing him Heat Wentz. And if this seems random, Jimmy did recently announce plans to record a country album himself.
Period.
Oh,
it's giving Andre 1000 energy, and the song is called Hey Nah.
Oh, no!
He looked like, what's his name? What's that guy's name? The cowboy?
You're talking about Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas. Yeah, he's giving Lil Nas. But I'm still giving damn about want to be a cowboy. Now, God, dog.
You know what? My only thing is,
Gary, you're wearing cow.
Boy.
You're...
No, but I had it first.
All you need is a hat, and you're there. Mm-hmm.
So you're the only one who gets your moo-moo on? Mm, okay.
Yeah. Hey, don't get it twisted. Moo-moo. There was mad black cowboys in the Wild West. It's not very well documented, but we was out there.
My only thing that I don't like about it is I wish they would have, like, clipped his ends.
Exactly.
Like,
clip the ends.
Yeah, like, clip the ends. Maybe, like, you know, give him a little bump. A little bump at the ends. Like, come on now. Give Jimmy right. He's too fine to be, you know... Yeah. Come on now, get my baby right now.
I like the little shoulder move he giving it. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if that'll catch on like the Bobby Shmurda dance.
Y'all think Beyonce gonna put him in one of her videos since
no,
she going country
selfish.
Now?
You know she not. No, man.
Well, next, y'all, joining us in the studio, my cousin Da Vinci is here to dish about the new season of BMF. You don't want to miss it, so come right on back.
And he's really her cousin. He's really her cousin.
Really is.
Why did y'all think that was a lie? Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all, we are very excited about our next guest. We have one of the stars from the hit series BMF and friend of the show, Da Vinci, is in the building. Woo. What up, Da Vinci? How are you? I know you're excited about the season premiering today.
Yes, ma'am, 100%. I appreciate you guys having me. I feel well.
Yeah, now, we've been following all of the growth of the BMF series for the last two seasons. Now, what level of the game are Big Meech and Terry at right now? Because, like, the stakes were really high at the end of season two.
I think Meech is still Meech. He's not Big Meech yet. I think he's about to get to that point. But they separated, so now Terry is finally controlling and leading Detroit. And he always wanted to lead. He always wanted to be in that position. And Meech just started off a whole new venture.
So there is so much to process in the trailer, man. There's a chick with a blowtorch trying to take y'all down. Lala's in a hospital bed. Big Meech is bashing people over the head with bottles. Somebody's getting a hand chopped off.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, Neo. And that lace front wig.
My Lord.
Glory. Hey.
There's a lot to process.
Neo's a great actor, though.
He's great.
Neo's a great actor. It's not just the wig. It's the hairline, too. Lord.
That hairline back there.
The wig don't look bad, though.
That hairline is in the back.
He pulls it off,
it's in the coat.
Stop playing. If y'all didn't know he was bald, y'all be like, this is real.
And even the accent that he decided to put on that character, it worked for the overall aesthetic of
talented.
But you know what, though? I want to see Neo's lace front again.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Why?
Beautiful.
When I think of the song Champagne Life, I'm going to picture him with this hairdo as he sings it.
Yeah. It's giving very doo-wop, doo-wop.
It almost looks very Gordy-ish.
All right, Da Vinci. So Jesse told us a couple weeks back that you two were related. Now, can you tell us how you're related? Because we don't believe it. And just in
now
case you don't know,
believe Jesse.
Gary is related to Meghan Markle, so things happen at Dish Nation.
So it's on our father's side. It's our grandpas. Our grandpas are cousins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's my cousin on my father's side. But how we found out was, back in the day, I used to do this thing called Zozo Alert.
Appointment, yeah.
On Instagram. So en creole, ça veut dire pigeon. So in Creole, it's You know how we do smash alert? Mm-hmm. That was like my version of a smash alert. And so I gave it to Da Vinci. So when I gave it to Da Vinci, Da Vinci reached out to me. He was like, yo, my auntie says she gotta take that down. Y'all are cousins. That's how we found out. Oh, we were cousins.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So now, Da Vinci, this is what I wanna know, okay? Now, season one and two, now they were filled with lots of hot love making.
Oh, Lord.
So are you still getting busy, honey, on this season?
With Lala.
Lala and Lala.
The laugh in the back was crazy. That just tickled the hell out of them. I mean, I don't know. And it's not Da Vinci that's making love. I think it's Terry that's making love. So it's very good that we separate the two.
But when you do get to have sex with someone on a show more than once, do you say to yourself, I'm going to do it better than I did it last time? Or do you be like, well, let me pull back a little bit because I'm catching feelings, or I don't want this person to catch feelings. Where is the barrier in your brain?
Because it's Terry Flannery, I think Terry is going to do what Terry do. So, but if it's me, I wouldn't be doing that on screen. So it's a different character, you know? I just put a mask on and, go to work.
So it's the same performance every time.
He said he a good actor. He said he's an actor and he's there to act.
I don't know, man. If we do it more than twice on camera, we go together.
Come on now. Well, on that note, child, all right. Y'all stay right here because we have so much more with my cousin right after the break, child.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So, Da Vinci, you know my big brother is Big Meech, and we just did a family dinner special for Starz about the show with Big Tigger, Lala, Lil Meech, and a couple more celebs. So at the table, I said BMF had everything. Do you think people really understand what them having everything means?
No, especially not the new generation that came out. Like,
they
don't know nothing about it, but I don't think no one could really grasp how much they had. Like,
unless you were there.
Yeah, unless you were there. Real. Like, yeah. I would love to see zoo animals going to the club.
Yeah. Zoo animals?
Like, yeah, they brought
They used
tigers
to bring out, yeah,
the parties had zoo animals.
They used to have the whole Madagascar in the club. Like,
they didn't have money then. No, that's when other people had money and brought the animals out.
No, they used to have, like, the whole Madagascar down
yeah,
to the strip
like
club.
The river.
Wait, at the, like, in the club?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was cute.
All the people that worked in the clubs loved to see them coming.
Yeah.
Everybody left with at least 10,000.
Oh, Lord, wow. Yeah.
The waiters, the waitresses, the bar girls, the bar chicks, the cooks, the chefs, the janitors, everybody.
Even the perfume lady in the bathroom. Lady.
And if you didn't drink champagne that night, you had a $500 bottle or $1,000 bottle of champagne
in
hand.
That's when we got the trickle-down effect.
I must have missed that part.
It's real.
But anyway, Brad, honey, I'm just happy you brought that up, niece. Okay, now because I saw you post, honey, about that on social media, look at True's gangsta ass mama, baby. All right, now.
What's gangsta about that?
You with the gangster.
Ooh, Brad, I'd have been scared of you then. I should be scared now.
Yo, Da Vinci, thank you so much for pulling up on us here, man. And make sure you check out BMF's new season starting tonight on Starz.
Yeah.
You in for a hell of a treat, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys for having me.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.